Hello and welcome to Radio Edu Talk. This is David Noble in Dalgety Bay, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show this evening Bobby Elliott and Joshua Ryan Saha. And this evening, or today's show, we're going to be talking about data science and data science education. So welcome, Joshua and Bobby, to Edu Talk. And thank you so much for taking time out this evening. And just to start off with Joshua, could you tell us about your professional background? And then Bobby, could you do the same?
Sure.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm Joshua Ryan Sahar. I'm the skills lead at the Data Lab, which is the innovation centre for data science in Scotland and funded by the Scottish Government. And my professional background is quite varied, really. I've worked in local government education, and then I worked at an organisation called Nesta, where I sort of set up the Longitude Prize, which is a £10 million challenge prize around antibiotic resistance, and that's where I sort of got introduced to data, and then I moved up to Edinburgh to do the job of a data lab.
And can you tell us just a little bit, before we move on to Bobby, a little bit more about what Data Lab do?
Yeah, of course. So it was funded by the Scottish Government, as I said before, to promote the use of data analytics and data science within Scotland. Does it in three sort of ways. One, we fund projects where Scotland's leading academic research in data is applied to industry problems within Scotland. We sort of develop a community of people interested in data and data scientists as well. And then the third part is developing skills, which is what I'm responsible for.
And Bobby?
Yeah. I'm the qualification manager for computing, vocational computing, SQA. I think SQA is pretty well known. And I'm in charge of vocational qualifications like HNC Computing and National Progression Awards and the like. I work alongside colleagues like Robbie and Scott, who deal with school qualifications like nationals and hires. I've been at SQA 18 years. I was a teacher, a school teacher, and a college lecturer in computing for a long time before that too. So I've been around a long time.
That's great, Bobby. And so can you talk a bit about data science then in terms of the work of SQA, why it's vital to what SQA offers in the future, and indeed why it's vital to Scotland's future? And then, Joshua, you feel free to come in after that and feel free to bounce off each other, and I'll come in with questions as and when.
I think the attraction for SQA, David, is future skills. The 21st century is going to require more demanding technical skills, and there's going to be jobs in areas like data science. It's, I think, within the foreseeable future that just about every organisation is going to need a data scientist. So it was really the future skills for Scotland that attracted SQA to data science.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Would it be worthwhile me explaining a little bit around a sort of definition of data science? Is that useful?
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners would be really grateful for that, Joshua.
Great. Yeah, so it's typically described as a combination of three things, which is statistics, computing, and sort of domain knowledge. So potentially finance, healthcare, various things like that. And of course, there's always been work done around statistics and computing. But the reason why data science has come about is because over the last 10 years, probably shorter, it should become much, much more powerful. So, everyone's aware that computing is growing at lightning speed. And with cloud computing as well, you can do a lot more processing outside and off your own machine. So that's one part, huge computing power. The second part is just a lot more data around. And that data is coming from what I think is around three areas. One, machine data. So there's a lot more sensors, of course, websites and, looking at website traffic, social data from what we're seeing on Facebook and Google searches and Twitter, and then transactional data, which is all recorded. So, every time we make a purchase online or with our card. And because of those two things, more data, more computing power, we can make much bigger inferences, which can lead to things like prediction. And now what we're seeing a lot more of is called artificial intelligence. So it's a whole gamut of interesting, exciting new things we can do.
I think one of the best definitions of data science that I've heard is extracting meaning from data. It's, data science has sort of replaced a lot of other terms like data analytics and big data, and there seems to be a consensus around the term data science now. And it's interesting from an educational perspective because it's multidisciplinary. Mm-hmm. It's not a clean computer science or a clean mathematical science. And you know, to be a good data scientist, you're going to need skills in various areas. And the other thing from an educational perspective is it's not a subject that should only be taught by computing teachers. I think modern studies teachers, geography teachers, all sorts of teachers will eventually have a professional interest in data science.
So could you both take us through a couple of developments maybe within your organisation? So you're saying it goes beyond maybe just STEM, but what's, Bobby, first of all, what's going on at SQA? What developments do we need to know as teachers and education leaders? And then just the same question to yourself, Joshua, with Data Lab.
Thanks, David. I'll plug it to non-data science developments and then talk about something very exciting in data science, if I can. Some of your listeners will know that we've recently launched an MPA in cybersecurity, which has been down really well in schools. Last year, 800 learners in Scottish schools did the MPA data science. But that's eclipsed by other national progression awards like the Computer Games Development NPA, which has got 2,000 entries last year. I don't think many people appreciate just how popular some vocational qualifications are in schools. So they've been really well received. So let me move on to the one of most interest to your listeners, I think, and that's the NPA in data science, which is actually how I met Josh. Josh is on the qualification development team for that. And we're aiming to develop an NPA at levels 4, 5 and 6, which is National 4, National 5 and higher, in data science. And we're hoping to have that available to centres from early next year. And we've looked long and hard because this sounds like a bold claim, but as far as we can tell, Scotland would be the first country in the world to have a school-based qualification in data science. So it's something we're very proud of.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to what SQA are doing, to being so forward thinking, not least with the cybersecurity qualifications, the gaming qualifications. But like you just said, this from all our research implies that it would be the first school level qualification, which is tremendous, and it means we're getting a head start, and that's really important because you know you look at all of the big companies in the world right now. They're all data driven. Amazon has just made it to be the second $1 trillion company. Amazon is just a data rich company that's been able to get there because of its use of data and the data talent that underpins it. And I think with this qualification, it means that we are setting our children, our young people in the right path to help Scotland grow in the future as well. And then sort of following that up, as you said, I'm hoping to help out a little bit in structures qualification. And what's happening from the Data Lab perspective is we're looking at trying to help teachers understand this more. The Edinburgh City Region deal that was signed this summer is all around data-driven innovation, or a large part of it is around data-driven innovation. And as a part of that program, we're looking at using some of the university resources, University of Edinburgh resources, to train school teachers and get data science embedded across different subject matters. So that's one thing. I mean, most of our work up until now has been at university level, maybe a little bit at college level, maybe in work training, but it needs to happen at school, and that's why we're so delighted what SQA are doing at the moment.
I should point out that Edinburgh City Region deal is a big deal, £1.1 billion from the UK government. And the goal of that initiative is to make Edinburgh the data capital of Europe. So there's a lot going on in Scotland in data science.
Absolutely. One thing I should mention as well is we're funding, the Data Lab that is funding a, a course to be developed with the University of Glasgow, which is all about equipping school teachers and potentially college lecturers with the skills to teach data science in Scottish schools. So it's not just Edinburgh as well. It's Glasgow. It's there's interest in the Highlands and Islands as well. It's quite an exciting time, I think, to be in Scotland if you're interested in data.
And so there's lots of support there and many developments that the schools and educators can tap into. But what about the actual schools themselves, the physicality, the infrastructure there, and the education systems within Scottish education, of which SQ is such a big part? Is there change required there to embrace data science and data science education?
I think so, David. Data science is going to be a challenge for teachers. It's a challenge for everyone. Josh has already rehearsed the skills involved that include machine learning, mathematical modelling, visualisations, and basically subjects that are pretty new to most teachers. So there's a steep learning curve, I think. The Glasgow University MOOC that Josh referred to will help and is designed to get teachers up to speed to deliver the NPA. But yeah, there's a lot of learning needing to be done before teachers can deliver things like a data science qualification.
No doubt at all. I think we know that we need more computing teachers, and I think we need more statistical understanding coming through school as well.
Yeah,
we know there's qualifications there already. I think that's going to be the big challenge, is making sure that we have teachers who are equipped to do it. But it's a challenge I think we need to face. And I'm hearing all the right things every day about this, so I'm quietly confident that we can meet this quite significant challenge.
And what about if there's Scottish school students listening today or teachers based in Scotland, where can they find out more information? I mean, you mentioned about the MOOC, you know, how would they be able to find out more about accessing that? You know, what events are there, within industry or education, tertiary education, where people could actually get more of an introduction or indeed immerse themselves in learning in this field?
Yeah, well, the online course is not yet out, but it will be next year, and that will be on the Future Learn platform, which is run by the Open University. It's becoming quite a sort of a big community, I think, in Scotland in particular. So there's meetups that go on each month, both in Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen. There's been a few in Dundee as well. So there's those sort of communities where you start to understand what's happening in industry in Scotland and in public sector as well. The good thing about data science is there's a huge amount of resources online that you can access for free. And that helps you either get some practical skills, if that's what you want to do, or just read about its application. So I think that would be the way I would start. You'd start to meet people, but also just do a bit of research online. And then, of course, when the Glasgow University course is available, take that. I think that would be a great way to start.
Yeah. I should point out that the Glasgow University MOOC is designed for teachers, the idea being that teachers will do the MOOC and pass that knowledge on to learners. The other thing I should say, I've maybe overstated the complexity of the NPAs. You know, the NPAs will be available at National 4, National 5 and higher, and no, we're going to design the National 4 as a complete basic introduction to data science. So that shouldn't frighten anyone. You can do basic data science in Excel. You can learn the principles of data science without knowing the ins and outs of machine learning. So, you know, and we do plan to design the Level 4 at that level. And Level 5 and 6, obviously, will be more demanding, but wouldn't want to terrify your listeners with level 4 is going to be too demanding.
And Bobby, you mentioned earlier on about, you know, something that modern studies teachers should be interested in, indeed all teachers. So The MOOC you're mentioning the further down the line is specifically designed for teachers. Anything else, any other resources that you would suggest, meantime, for teachers to really get their head around data science as it stands at the moment and future possibilities, but also to be able to get up to speed in a way that they could then start to introduce it into their own courses?
I think at this time, David, there is a lack of resources. Absolutely. I think if I was about to teach data science, then I'm afraid I'd be turning to books and YouTube and sources like that. I'm sure that gap will be plugged in the very near future. I mean, the MOOC's coming online within the next 6, 8 months' time, so we're not talking about a long time away. But, yeah, there is a dearth of materials at this point in time.
Yeah, I think I would agree. I think you'd have to go towards more generic materials that are to sort of train people into the basics of data science. There is one example that I think might be useful for your listeners, which is in Milton Keynes, there was something which was developed a few years ago, the Open University, called the Urban Data School. And the idea there was based on the sort of concept of smart cities. Some of the students at secondary school level in England were looking at just a basic concept, so collecting data, visualizing it simply, and sometimes just with drawings, you know, pictograms and various things like that. And they developed some resources that are quite useful as a starting point. So I would recommend having a look at that.
You've mentioned lots of developments that are ongoing with the Data Lab and SQA, and many that are very much on the horizon and coming on stream very soon. So really exciting times. And I just wonder what else within the Data Lab and SQA we, again, as students and teachers, should be looking out for, and what else in the field could inspire us in terms of what might data science look like in the years to come?
As far as qualifications are concerned, David, it's a great time to be in computer science. It really is. But as well as the NPA data science, we're doing higher nationals in cybersecurity. We've recently developed qualifications in machine learning, AI, blockchain, Internet of Things. So it's a wonderful, you know, computer science is red hot right now.
Absolutely, yeah. We're still not producing enough people with those skills. And I think it's important that we all understand sort of why it is so necessary. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about how artificial intelligence and data science might take people's jobs, which is obviously a worrying thing. But actually, a lot of research coming out at the moment saying how it's more likely to potentially generate new exciting jobs, and those jobs rely on having some level of computing skills and a lot of levels of data skills. One thing which I think is also quite interesting for those who perhaps aren't as interested in the mathematical side of this is data ethics. Yeah. So a lot of the work that is undertaken in data science at the moment is quite experimental. But sometimes it's not done right. It's not done understanding sometimes in basic statistical principles. I'll give you a couple of examples. I think there's been some work to develop automatic hand washing machines, which is, you know, fairly common. But when they were first introduced, they're only trained on white skin. So if you had brown skin, it wouldn't work. And that's sort of data science not really being ethically designed, if you know what I mean. So there's a lot of need for people who understand the principles of data, but from a sort of more humanities or arts background as well. The last thing I was just going to say is it's quite exciting as well for where you would go on. So if you were to complete the NPA, the universities in Scotland, I think, contribute more than a third of all of the UK's data science degrees and master's degrees. So it's becoming a real, I can't think of the right term, perhaps a sort of hub of expertise from school all the way up to higher degrees.
Yeah. Can I just add something to the non-specialist importance of data science? The NPA is are going to be designed. You know, hopefully they will encourage more young people to consider data science as a career, but they're also there for everyone. For young people to understand the ethics of data science, and it will include things like algorithmic accountability, where, you know, there's a feeling today that whatever the computer says must be right, and part of the NPA will be looking inside the black box of algorithms, so that people are aware that the implications of the decisions that computers make.
Absolutely. I think about when you are going for a loan or when you're interacting with medicine in the future, these will be informed to some extent by data science, you know, data-driven information that will decide things to some extent for you. And you need to understand as a citizen how and why that's taking place, so that you can, if needed, challenge it. And that's what I think data ethics is all about. It's making sure that we've got an enabled population that can interact with these new algorithmic decision makers.
Yeah.
And just before we hear kind of final words from you on where people can get more information and indeed get in touch with yourselves and colleagues, we had Dr. Anne-Marie Maffedon on last week from STEMETS, and she was talking about all the great events, and in particular for young females to get involved in, to kind of connect what their STEM learning and their STEM pathways within schools to actual careers. And it's something I should have maybe asked earlier on, but you've talked about meetups and talked about how this is still all quite new. But if somebody's making a commitment, you know, for the MPA, Bobby, and the other courses that are available, can you give us a flavour of what opportunities that there might be out there? And I know it's not the SQA's remit, but in terms of finding out either face-to-face or online or whatever about what kind of actual paid careers are available out there with a data science qualification?
Josh may be better qualified about
that. Yeah, of course. Very happy to. So one of the big programs we run is a master's program across 11 of Scottish universities. It started off with 40 about 3 years ago. Now we fund 160, so it's grown about 400%, which is fantastic. Now, as part of that master's course, they get a placement within a Scottish-based organization. And we are seeing jobs with a range of different titles, but data scientist, data engineer, and machine learning engineer. And we're working quite closely with Skills Development Scotland to make sure that all of this is included on the My World of Work website. But also, we're trying to make sure that placements aren't just reserved for those at the sort of master's level, but bring it down also to the modern apprenticeship that is now there for data analytics, the graduate apprenticeship that's going to start in data science and data analytics, so that people and trainees and apprentices can get practical hands-on experience early. We know that there's massive growth in these jobs in Scotland, in London, elsewhere, and we want to make sure that all the students get an opportunity to get their hands dirty.
Bobby, just thinking back to my own professional learning around particular PC Passport and other associated qualifications in the past, the SQA Computing blog was always the place to go. So is that still does that still have an important function these days? You know, and basically, how can people get to find out more information and maybe even be part of these qualifications development?
It sure is, David. It's been going 15 years now, that blog. We use it all the time. All the developments in data science will be posted on that blog. So if a teacher wants to find out how it's coming along and even see early versions of the curriculum, they'll all be shared on the blog, David. And we have a 1,000-strong Twitter following. The name is SQA Computing, one word. And anything important that we do, we tweet, so we can be followed either on Twitter or through that blog. Maybe you can share in your notes. Finally, we're available on email at computing@sqa.org.uk.
That's great, Bobby. And for yourself, Joshua, how could listeners get more information for your own organisation and indeed get in touch with yourself and colleagues?
Yeah, of course. So we have our website, of course, for datalab.com. There's email to get in touch with the skills team, which is skills@thedatalab.com. And we're really keen to hear any ideas that you think that we could do to help promote this within Scotland.
Josh and Bobby, thank you so much for taking time out this evening. It's something that I've sadly increasingly moved away from in my own role in my school, but absolutely fascinating to hear of these developments, and I'm absolutely convinced that it's something that myself and colleagues really need to get our head around and to be including in our curricula and in our discussions with young people moving forward. I think you've been really opened their eyes to the field very, very clearly, and it is certainly an exciting and vital, going to be a vital part of the economy and the way forward. So thanks again, and I would like to certainly extend the invitation for you both to come on EduTalk in the coming months and years, because obviously a lot of these developments are still to come along, and I'm sure there'll be many, many more. So thanks again.
Thank you, David.